I want to ask and deal with this morning is, why is it so hard to be a parent at times? And so this morning we honor mothers, all you moms, and I don't think we will ever understand as men what a mother goes through and the depth of her love. To carry a baby from conception for 9 months and then to birth that baby, I was at every one of our kids' births, and it's truly a miracle. I was present, yes, I was there. We did have a doula. You guys know what a doula is? Somebody that helps. I'd pay $1,000 again if that's what it costs to have a doula there. Because they know how to work with the mom and work through the process, and dad gets to go get food down at the cafeteria while that's going on, right? But seriously, all seriousness, we actually went to a wedding last weekend up in Everett, Washington. We left here, we drove 3.5 hours up there, and the lady who was a doula for us, it's her son that got married, and she was there for when Benjamin was born. So we hadn't seen her in many years. She lives in New Jersey now, and it was really amazing to reconnect and be a part of their family celebration. But the bond is unexplainable. A mother's love is deep. To raise a child is definitely a challenge, especially for a mother because of that bond. And why does it seem so hard at times? She's not just raising a child, she is raising a living being that God created in her. And like a father, more so, I think, from a mother, she wants the best. Trying everything within her power to create a better life for them by loving them, by teaching them, by giving to them, and by advising them, by praying for them, by disciplining them. And so, why is it so hard? Because when she, mom, sees rebellion or defiance, her heart breaks. When she sees decisions that go against her advice and her teaching, she cries out in pain. When she sees injustice take place against her child, she gets angry and she wants to take up the fight. When she sees her kids in pain or subjected to sickness, she wishes she could take their place. It's like something that Dr. James Dobson told about in regard to his wife. He told about a time when he came home when his son Ryan was a small baby. It had been a terrible day for his wife. Ryan had been sick and he had cried all day long. Once, as his wife was changing the diapers, the telephone rings, and surely his wife reached over to answer it before fastening the diaper. And just then Ryan had a diarrhea attack. She cleans up the mess and puts him in clean, sweet-smelling clothes, and she takes him into the living room and feeds him. And as she's burping him, he throws up all over himself, her and the couch too. Can any mom say amen to that, right? Dobson writes, "When I came home, I could smell the aroma of motherhood everywhere." Shirley cried out to him, "Was all of this in my contract?" I'm sure many mothers have felt the same way. Who carried you in her womb for 9 months? Who endured pregnancy for you? Who labored with you? Who fed you from her breast when you were a baby? Who prepared milk and changed your diapers? Who carried you and sang to you and put you to sleep? Who took you to the hospital when you were sick? Who gave you the medicine you needed? Who prayed over you? Who woke up late at night to take care of you? Who wipes your nose and who cooks your food? Who do you call when you're scared? Who protects you? Mama. Mama is a nurse, a doctor, a driver, a counselor, a teacher, a friend. She's even a good pillow. In fact, the love and care of a mother is so strong that Even the Lord illustrates his love to a mother's love. And Isaiah 66, 13, and says this, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. There's a famous story in the Bible in 1 Kings chapter 3, in verse 23, says this, the king said, this one says, my son is alive and your son is dead. While that one says, no, your son is dead and mine is alive. The king said, bring me a sword. So they brought a sword for the king. And then in his wisdom, Solomon gave the order, cut the living child in two and give half to one and half to the other. The woman whose son was alive was filled with compassion for her son and said to the king, please, my lord, give her the living baby. Don't kill him. But the other said, neither I nor you shall have him. Cut him in two. And then the king gave his ruling. Give the living baby to the first woman. Do not kill him. She is the mother. Unless a mother is highly abnormal, she has a natural God-given love for her child. That love often moves her to do some pretty heroic things in order to protect them. At about 6 a.m. on a Wednesday morning, James Lawson of Running Springs, California, in the San Bernardino Mountains, left home to apply for a job. About an hour later, his 36-year-old wife, Patsy, left for her fifth grade teaching job down the mountain in Riverside, accompanied by her two children, 5-year-old Susan and 2-year-old Gerald, to be dropped off at the babysitter's. Unfortunately, they never got that far. 8.5 hours later, the man found his wife and daughter dead in their wrecked car, upside down in a cold mountain stream. His 2-year-old son was just barely alive in the 48-degree water. But in that death, the character of a mother was revealed in a most dramatic and heart-rending way. For when the father scrambled down the cliff to what he was sure were the cries of his dying wife, he found her locked in death, holding her little boy's head just above water in the submerged car. For 8.5 hours, Patsy Lawson had held her beloved toddler afloat and had finally died. Her body almost frozen in death in that position of self-giving love. Holding her baby up to breathe, she died that another might live. The essence of a mother's love. Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 14 says this, a mother, she is like the merchant's ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Someone has said this, a mother is a person who, seeing there are only 4 pieces of pie for 5 people, promptly announces she never did care for pie. Funny thing about moms, they may do without, but their kids won't if they can help it. A 15-year-old boy came bounding into the house and he found his mom in bed. He asked if she were sick or something. He was truly concerned. Mom replied that, as a matter of fact, she didn't feel too well. Well, the son replied, well, don't worry about dinner. I'll be happy to carry you down to the stove. A mother wants the best for her child. There was one mother who was concerned about her only son going off to college, and she wrote the following letter to the college president. She said, dear sir, my son has been accepted for admission to your college, and soon he will be leaving me. I am writing to ask that you give your personal attention to the selection of his roommate. I want to be sure that his roommate is not the kind of person who uses foul language or tells off-color jokes or smokes or drinks or chases after girls. And I hope you will understand why I'm appealing to you. You see, this is the first time my son will be away from home except for the 3 years in the Marine Corps. In the Bible, Pastor Timothy, which 1 and 2 Timothy were written to him from Paul, he learned about salvation and living for God from a godly mother and grandmother. Mom, don't neglect your child's spiritual life. When it comes to training, your influence is greater than you imagine. Sir Winston Churchill said this: if we want to change our nation, begin by enlisting the mothers. Our job as sons and daughters is specified in God's word. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, in the Amplified Version, it says this: regard, treat with honor, due obedience and courtesy your father and mother, that your days may be long in the land the Lord your God gives you. Our command from God is to honor our mothers. Honor means to fear or respect, to obey, to care for, to despise not, and to always be filled with gratitude. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 22 in the Message Bible says this: listen with respect to the father who raised you, and when your mother grows old, don't neglect her. By truth, don't sell it for love or money. By wisdom, by education, by insight. Parents rejoice when their children turn out well. Wise children become proud parents. So make your father happy, make your mother proud. Now, Jesus left us an example of this. In John chapter 19, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, which was John, he said to her — now this is his last final moments on earth — he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his house. Even on the cross, while suffering, the Lord cared not for himself, but cared for his mother's well-being. I don't know if you've watched a video that's gone viral lately from basketball player Kevin Durant. If you haven't watched it, then watching it once is not enough. It's the kind of video that I watch 10 times, and every time it plays, I can't help but crying. I actually have the box of tissues ready, because this video is what honoring our moms is all about. So let's watch this video together.
Kevin Durant.
All the family members, come on up and just gather around them. Let's just lay hands on them and pray over them, love them. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these most valuable players, these most valuable moms. God, we just pray over them this morning. We honor them. We respect who they are and what they've done, what they've gone through to get us, their children, to this point in our lives. I pray for strength, physical strength, mental strength, and spiritual strength, that they may continue on in this race, in this journey, to be the moms and now some grandmas and some great-grandmas. We ask you this morning, God, to bless them. Let them know that not only do we honor them and we respect them, but Lord, through your word this morning, that you honor them and you respect them. We celebrate motherhood. We see what Jesus, your earthly mother, Mary, went through. And the time and the challenges and the ministry and holding her dead son in her arms at the foot of the cross. How you, even in the last moment, Jesus, made sure that your mother was taken care of. And I thank you, that same concern, that same love, that same passion is taking care of each one of these mothers here today. God, your spirit is beautiful. Your peace is amazing. And we just celebrate today. Lord, I know my mom is looking down from heaven. She's in that big stadium in the sky, cheering us on, cheering me on. But I know she's looking down because she's been here before, and she's seen all of these mothers and met them. And she's, along with everyone else that's there in heaven, is cheering all of you mothers on to keep going, to keep loving, to keep counseling, to keep disciplining. We love you, Lord. We praise you. You are an amazing God. And this morning, we pray and we honor in Jesus' incredible name. Hallelujah. Come around the front and hug your mom and give her a big, big hug, kiss, love. What color would you like? I like that color too. Pick a color. Hey, Prince. Would you guys like to pick out a rose? Rosella, I think you need two, Rosella. Would you like to pick out a rose? I'm gonna pick out a rose. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Love you.